This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Meeting of top leaders of ruling coalition held to discuss issues of power sharing ended indecisively. Christmas being celebrated across the globe, including Nepal, President and Prime Minister give their best wishes. Health Ministry urges all to adopt precautions, citing possible risk of spreading COVID-19 variant BF7 in Nepal. Tourism Ministry directs Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal CAN to study cartels in domestic flights. And fuel tanker explosion in South Africa kills at least 10 people. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the top leaders of the ruling alliance held at Balwatar in a bid to seek consensus in power sharing in the new government ended indecisively yesterday. Government spokesperson and communication minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the leaders had agreed to meet again today and will discuss the matter further. Minister Karki said although the leaders could not decide on who would lead the next government, they were unanimous about the government formation from the current coalition. The Nepali Congress has been claiming the Prime Ministerial post since the announcement of the election results, while CPN Maoist Center has been demanding government leadership in the first phase. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has asked the political parties to present a claim to form a new government by 5 p.m. today, ensuring a majority in the parliament. Nepali Congress lawmakers have demanded the formation of a new government under the leadership of party president Sherbahadur Deuba. According to lawmaker Chanda Chaudhary, the newly elected MPs from the Nepali Congress met party president and prime minister Sherbahadur Deuba at Balwatar yesterday and demanded the formation of new government under his own leadership. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has extended her best wishes to all Christian Nepalis at home and abroad on the occasion of Christmas. President Bhandari, in a message of best wishes today, has wished for prosperity, peace and good health to all Nepalis on the occasion. Christmas Day, that falls on December 25th, is an annual festival commemorating the birth of Jesus Christ. The festival is a religious and cultural celebration among the Christians. Various programs will be organized in Kathmandu, Lalitpur, Bhaktapur and Pokhara, among other areas in celebration of this festival. Stating that such festivals further augment mutual goodwill, tolerance and solidarity among cultural and religious communities, further strengthening the national unity. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba has wished for happiness, peace and prosperity to all Nepali Christians at home and abroad on the occasion of Christmas. In a message of greetings today, the Prime Minister expressed the confidence that the festival would help contribute to the development of mutual fraternity, tolerance and national unity. Prime Minister Deuba has wished that this festival will inspire all of us for building a prosperous Nepal while deepening the aspirations of mutual confidence, affection and unity among all Nepalis. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged all to remain alert, saying there is a risk of new COVID-19 variant BF7 spreading in Nepal as well. Issuing a statement yesterday, Health Ministry asked all to adopt precautionary and control measures, citing a high risk of the virus spreading in the country, as the infection rates have been increasing in the neighbouring countries, India and China. However, the ministry clarified that Nepal has not detected any cases of BF7, a subvariant of Omicron, yet. The spokesperson of the Health Ministry, Dr. Sanjay Kumar Thakur, has urged people not to gather in crowds during Christmas and New Year 2023. The ministry has also asked people to take booster doses of COVID vaccine by reaching the nearest health facilities if they have not taken it yet. The Tourism Ministry has directed the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN, to study cartel in domestic flights. The ministry asked the CAN for the study after Buddha, Yeti, Sri and Sawya Airlines fixed airfare in cahoots with each other. Joint Secretary at the Tourism Ministry, Budhi Sagar Lamichani, said they had asked the CAN to study on the issue of cartel. He shared such activities would be controlled as fare could not be determined in collusion in the open market and liberal economy. The National Planning Commission is also studying the issue of cartel in domestic airlines companies. The airlines companies are blamed that they have been engaged in syndicates based on the minimum and maximum fares determined by the government. Prime Minister Sherbadu Duba has said that the government would extend its support for the Kisunji Senior Citizen Health Care Service National Campaign. Prime Minister Duba inaugurated the campaign in Lalitpur organized by the Krishna Prasad Bhattrai Foundation yesterday on the occasion of the 98th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Krishna Prasad Bhattrai. The Prime Minister said the government would always back and extend support to the campaign initiated under the name of Selfless Leader Bhattrai. CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli has said his party will give more priority to ideological, organizational and publicity jobs. At a political function organized in Kathmandu yesterday, the former Prime Minister said that the party would be made organizationally unified while taking the party's policies to the cadres and people. UML Chairman Oli also sure to make party and its sister organizations prompt and sharp, as all the committees are extra large in size, thereby making them non-functional. The Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens has expedited the implementation of the Women First program. The ministry has allocated budget at 60 local levels in the country under the program that aims to accord first priority to women from home to political party and to state power. As part of it, campaign on reduction of violence against women and the program to increase their leadership capacity have also been launched. The ministry has also launched Let's Start From Home to End Violence Against Women's campaign. You're listening to Radio Nepal, ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged his people to persevere in the face of Russian attacks as the country celebrates Christmas. In a defiant speech on Saturday, he said, "Freedom comes at a high price, but slavery has an even higher price." Russia's missile and drone attacks have left millions of Ukrainians without power, heating and running water. Earlier on Saturday, Russian airstrikes killed 10 people in Ukraine's southern Kherson city, officials said. According to BBC, the regional authorities said another 68 people were injured and called on a local residents to urgently donate blood. Describing Russia as a terrorist country, Zelensky accused Russian troops of killing for the sake of intimidation and pleasure. Kherson, the only regional capital captured by Russia since it launched its full-scale invasion on 24th February, was liberated by Ukraine last month. Pope Francis has condemned human hunger for wealth and power at Christmas Eve Mass in the Vatican, seemingly referring to the war in Ukraine and other conflicts. He added that the main victims of war were the weak and the vulnerable. Francis, 86, entered the church in a wheelchair and sat at the side of the altar for most of the Mass on Saturday evening. Meanwhile, he did not specifically mention the Russian-Ukraine war during the service. During the early stages of Russia's full-scale invasion launched on 24th February, the Argentine pontiff was widely criticized in Ukraine for making what Ukrainians saw as cautious comments. At least 10 people have been killed and about 40 injured by a huge fuel tank explosion near a hospital east of Johannesburg. According to BBC, the tank appeared to have got stuck under a low bridge on Saturday morning in Boksburg City, about 100 meters from Tambo Memorial Hospital. Patients were evacuated from the hospital's casualty after part of the roof collapsed following the blast. The truck was carried liquid petroleum gas. As firefighters tried to put out the blaze, there was huge second explosion captured on amateur video that destroyed a fire engine and two motor vehicles. There are fears the death toll could rise as 19 people are in critical condition and 15 others are stable but seriously hurt. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 18.3 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 4.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Meeting of top leaders of ruling coalition held to discuss issues of power sharing ended indecisively. Christmas being celebrated across the globe, including Nepal. Prime Minister and President give their best wishes. Health Ministry urges all to adopt precautions citing possible risk of spreading COVID-19 variant BF7 in Nepal. Tourism Ministry directs Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal can to study cartels in domestic flights. And fuel tank explosion in South Africa kills at least 10 people. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.